Juneau residents will soon decide whether smokers should pay more taxes. If voters approve the proposition on Tuesday's municipal ballot, it would bump the local tax on a pack of cigarettes by 70 cents from the current 30 cents to $1. The tax on other tobacco products would increase by 12%. KTOO's Ann Sutton has more.
Take a $1 city tax, add a $1 federal tax and a $2 state tax, toss in the cost of a pack of cigarettes, and pretty soon you're paying at least $7 a pack. Wendy Hamilton of the National Council on Alcohol and Drug Dependency says 10 years of national studies show that that kind of wallop to the wallet is the most effective way of convincing adults and teens to quit smoking. She says it also keeps kids from becoming long-term smokers.
We know that 90% of adults smoking today started before the age of 18. When tobacco is a higher price and they're looking at, gee, am I going to save money for an iPod or buy a pack of cigarettes, they're more likely to not buy tobacco if the price is higher. It's one of the strongest youth prevention tools is raising the price of tobacco.
The council has joined forces with the local group Juneau Clean Air to advocate for the 70-cent tax increase, and they're armed with statistics.
Each 10% cigarette price increase reduces youth smoking by 6.5%, adult rates by 2%, and total consumption by 4%.
Those figures from the Washington-based Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids pencil out to about 120 kids and 60 adults in Juneau. Outside the state office building, Mike Lewis is ignoring the noisy buzz of a welder to gaze at Mount Juneau's autumn colors and enjoy a smoke. He says while he buys the tobacco cessation arguments, he still buys cigarettes too, and he's starting to feel put upon.
I think there's enough tax on tobacco already. And I think just add more for just more income for the state or the city or whoever's happened to be taxing it at the time is just trying to pull money out of one group of people's pockets.
Lewis says tobacco taxes should go to health care and no smoking campaigns, but he's not convinced they do. The tax hike is expected to raise city tobacco revenues from the $517,000 it collected last year to about $1.7 million. Though barred from creating a dedicated fund, the Assembly's stated intent is to spend the proceeds on related health and social service needs. Judy Marman is also having a lunchtime smoke. She points out that obesity is a health issue, but no one's talking about taxing fatty foods. In the end, she's of two minds about the tax.
It does make people quit smoking, which I would like to do, so there's a benefit to it. But I just think they should just tax some other group of people than just smokers. Yeah, I think it's real unfair.
Is it unfair? Wendy Hamilton doesn't think so. She likens it to a user fee, and she says the cost of treating health problems from smoking amounts to billions of dollars a year nationally. The Center for Disease Control estimates that in Alaska alone in 2004, those costs amounted to $169 million.
It won't even touch the health care costs of what smoking, let's just call it smoking, because what we like to say, it's not about the smoker. It's about the use of tobacco and what it does to our society, both with secondhand smoke and with what it does to individuals.
The tax increase would put Juneau's tobacco levy on par with those in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, Sitka, and Barrow. Anchorage charges $1.30 per pack, and Fairbanks takes 16%. In Juneau, I'm Ann Sutton.